glaucoma number. Better eyesight. A monthly magazine devoted to the prevention and cure of imperfect sight without glasses. December, 1920. Voluntary production of eye tension, a safeguard against glaucoma. It is a good thing to know how to increase the tension of the eyeball voluntarily, as this enables one to avoid not only the strain that produces glaucoma, but other kinds of strain also. To do this, proceed as follows. Put the fingers on the upper part of the eyeball while looking downward, and note its softness. Then do any one of the following things: try to see a letter, or other object, imperfectly, or, with the eyes either closed or open, to imagine it imperfectly. Try to see a letter, or a number of letters, all alike at one time, or to imagine them in this way. Try to imagine that a letter, or mental picture of a letter, is stationary. Try to see a letter, or other object, double, or to imagine it double. When successful, the eyeball will become harder in proportion to the degree of the strain, but, as it is very difficult to see, imagine, or remember, things imperfectly, all may not be able at first to demonstrate the facts. Eye strain during sleep. Many people complain that when they awaken in the morning, they are suffering from pain in their eyes or head. They often feel as weary as though they had been working hard all night long. Many of them do not recover from the pain and fatigue until after they have been up for an hour or longer. Their vision also may be found to be reduced to a very considerable degree. Some complain that they see illusions which are occasionally very slow in disappearing. One patient complained that the tiled floor of a bathroom had a very strange appearance, although the tiles were white, to him they appeared blue and red alternately. A feeling of strain was always present and did not subside until the illusion had disappeared. It seemed as though the eyes were under a strain during sleep, because when the eyes were examined with the ophthalmoscope while the patient was asleep, a strain could readily be observed. Sometimes, as in the case of many children, other parts of the body may be under a strain during sleep. By an unconscious effort, the muscles of the face, arms, and limbs may be distorted, as may be muscles of different parts of the eyeball. In some cases, the strain produces accommodation or myopia, while in other cases, hypermetropia or astigmatism are produced by this unconscious effort. These eyes frequently were found to be normal during the day. The treatment to prevent eye strain during sleep is not always successful. Some patients obtain most relief by practicing the long swing 100 times or more just before retiring and the same number of times in the morning immediately after awakening. Other patients find that palming for 20 minutes before retiring is a help, and frequently the palms are left in place with benefit after the patients have lost consciousness. Glaucoma. By W.H. Bates, M.D. Glaucoma is a serious disease of the eyes which some years ago was considered incurable when chronic. In most cases, the eyeball was usually too hard, and this is the symptom which more than any other was the strongest evidence we had that the eye was suffering from glaucoma. The field of vision was contracted on the nasal side and the pupil was usually more or less dilated. The cornea was not as sensitive as the normal eye. Sometimes the anesthesia, or that condition in which the cornea is not sensitive to the touch of a blunt-pointed instrument, was quite marked. One characteristic symptom was the apparent appearance of colors around the flame of a candle or some other similar light. Glaucoma is a disease of adult life and seldom occurs in children. Its uncertainty is unusual. For example, a person with normal eyes and normal sight may retire feeling perfectly comfortable. Sometime in the middle of the night, he may be awakened by a very intense pain, with total permanent blindness in both eyes from glaucoma. In a limited number of cases, pain may be absent, although the vision may be partially lowered. The sudden onset may not occur, but one or both eyes may slowly, without pain, after a long time, a year or longer, become totally blind. In the American Encyclopedia of Ophthalmology, the article on glaucoma consists of 170 pages of solid type, describing facts connected with the symptoms, cause, and treatment of glaucoma. These facts are so numerous that the writer did not have to repeat himself. He emphasized how little ophthalmologists actually knew about glaucoma. It is evident that many theories cannot all be true. One authority claimed that the cause of glaucoma was connected with a loss of the iris angle, that part of the eye which is located at the outer part of the iris, when a formation of new tissue, resembling scar tissue, formed in the iris angle and acted as a sort of plug preventing the proper circulation of fluids of the eyeball, when there was less fluid in the front part of the eyeball than is found in the front part of the normal eye. Many cases were benefited by an iridectomy, an operation in which a portion of the iris is removed. This theory went the way of some of the others when numerous exceptions were observed. Another authority claimed that dilation of the pupil was an important factor in the cause of glaucoma. However, many cases were found in which the pupil was contracted as much, and in many cases more, than in the normal eye. The results of the various methods of treatment which were suggested and practiced have been so disappointing, that we hesitate to foretell what may happen after any of them have been practiced. It was a very welcome discovery made by my assistant, Ms. Learman, that the relief of eye strain always lessens tension, relieves pain, and improves the vision. The discovery that relaxation methods cured glaucoma suggested that the cause was due to eye strain. Experimental work proved this to be true. All methods of treatment which promote relaxation always benefit glaucoma. When the vision is good, a stare or strain or an effort made to see brings on an attack of glaucoma. It is a difficult thing consciously to produce glaucoma by an effort to see. It is much easier to relax and benefit glaucoma. The writer has always felt great satisfaction in convincing patients that in order to have glaucoma and blindness, they had to go to a lot of trouble, work hard, and strain in order to produce it, but to benefit glaucoma was easy and required no effort whatever. Treatment. By seeing one part of a letter best and all the rest of the letter not so well, central fixation, the letters of the Snellen test card appear improved to the maximum. Sometimes one has trouble in imagining central fixation of all the letters. On a card at 15 feet, a patient with glaucoma could not imagine the letter F by central fixation, but the figure 6 of the same size and at the same distance was imagined by central fixation quite readily. The patient became able to imagine a period on the top of the figure 6 and the rest of the letter appeared worse. Usually, however, when looking at the letter F, a period could not be imagined on any part of it. Sometimes, however, after the figure 6 was seen by central fixation, the patient could, by alternately shifting from the 6 to the F, imagine the letter also, by central fixation. I might say that there were times when the figure 6 was an optimum and the letter F a pessimum. Then, there were other occasions when the figure 6 was not an optimum and the symptoms of glaucoma were variable, changing, increasing, and diminishing. It is well to remember this truth, because when the patient found which letter was an optimum, or could be seen by central fixation, he was enabled to improve his vision for other letters, together with simultaneous improvement in the glaucoma. Some of the best methods of producing relaxation are the practice of the long swing, the variable swing, the sway, palming and sun treatment. There are some people who cannot practice a certain swing correctly until after weeks of instruction. They are full of excuses and are quite ready to find fault with the method rather than with their own lack of practicing properly. The above-mentioned methods have been described from time to time in previous issues of the magazine. Glaucoma may be produced solely by the memory of imperfect sight. If a person with normal eyes and normal vision presses lightly on the eyeballs through the closed eyelids and remembers or imagines a letter O with a gray, blurred outline very imperfect, the eyeball can be felt to increase in hardness. When the patient remembers a letter O perfectly, the hardness of the eyeball disappears and the eyes become normal as they were before. These experiments are offered as proof that the memory of imperfect sight is a strain which may produce glaucoma, and the memory of perfect sight a relaxation, which will relieve glaucoma. When the eye shifts, moves, and uses central fixation, the eye has normal softness and pressure. One patient with acute glaucoma together with cataract could not distinguish 10/200, or the large C at the top of the Snellen test card. By looking at a light off to one side and flashing 10/200 alternately, the vision improved almost immediately to 10/30. She was able to remember the light when regarding the Snellen test card for a few seconds only. By alternately looking at the light and regarding the Snellen test card, her memory for the light improved, while her memory for the letters of the Snellen test card also improved. She seemed to need supervision, because when practicing by herself, she did not flash the letters or look at them for a moment only. She stared at the light and the Snellen test card, and instead of her vision improving, it became worse, and it required encouragement to induce the patient to flash letters or other objects. The memory was also improved by the practice of central fixation. When she looked at the first letter of a line of letters, placed in the center of the visual field, on the Snellen test card, she saw the other letters on the same line, in the peripheral field, not so well. The memory of letters and other objects seen by central fixation became very much better in a short time. The patient's memory was also improved by the imagination of the halos, that is, when she regarded a white center of a letter O and imagined that she saw it whiter than the rest of the card, her memory and the halos also improved. Case reports. Case 1. A woman, 50 years of age, was suffering from retinitis pigmentosa, incipient cataract, and chronic glaucoma. After daily treatment for 6 months, the vision was improved from 10/200 to normal. Palming, shifting, and swinging gave the best results. She acquired the habit of imagining stationary objects to be constantly moving. The objects in her rooms, the furniture, window shades, the rugs, the ceiling, in fact all stationary objects seen could be imagined to be moving whenever she moved her head and eyes. Alternately looking at the sun and stationary objects in the house improved her sight. When she was out of doors, she imagined the sidewalk to be coming towards her, or if she looked to one side, that the buildings or other objects were moving in the opposite direction. Oppositional movement. Another method which helped her was to stand before a window and imagine the curtain cord to be moving in the opposite direction as she swayed her body from side to side, while a building in the distance appeared to be moving in the same direction as the movement of her body. Oppositional movement equal when moving the eyes, head, body left, right, up, down, any direction, close objects appear to move in the opposite direction, distant objects appear to move in the same direction the eyes, head, body move to, and close and distant objects appear to move against each other in opposite directions. Distant objects actually appear to move opposite but move so slow in the opposite direction that they appear to move in the same direction the eyes, head, body are moving to. The function of oppositional movement helps the brain determine depth, distance, placement, space of objects at different distances, dimension, 3D vision, binocular vision, fusion, ability to calculate the time it takes to travel to, from a object, and other functions of the brain, body, visual system. It was very interesting to observe that the pigment spots of the retinitis pigmentosa were disappearing from view. The symptoms of glaucoma also disappeared gradually. When she remembered perfect sight, one could, with the ophthalmoscope, see the cataract immediately becoming less. When she remembered imperfect sight, the cataract became very opaque. Besides obtaining normal sight for the distance, she became able to read diamond type at 6 inches without glasses. In the beginning of the treatment, the left eye was the better eye. However, the left eye was treated for more than 6 months before normal vision was obtained, while the vision of the right eye improved from 10/200 to 20/20 after only 1 week of treatment. This patient was very grateful for the benefit she received and could not understand why many of the ophthalmologists whom she had consulted previously did not refer her to me. Her constant question was, if these other doctors could not cure me, why did they not send me to the doctor who could?